You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 28. I want to rewind and talk about how this industry loves to paint us, you know, artists as heroes, right? And it really loves to, you know, it's like you have to do everything to be a star. And it's so annoying because it's like, what if that's not what people want? You know, it's a lot of times the old way has been, you know, really just it's all about, you know, the fame, and it's all about that kind of ethos, you know, and I don't agree, you know, it's, if it comes, you know, it's because people really fucking wanted and liked your motherfucking music. And, it's the mental toll that it takes, you know, and when we think about, we start to think about like how we're reacting to it, right? As artists, you know, it's like we start to, it's like, oh, maybe I should be completely like, you know, I should be this way, you know, I should be like a machine, basically. You start to feel like a machine. At least that's how I feel. And it's like, that's not the industry anymore as musicians. It's really not. And, but it's still very pervasive where, we like to, you know, or not we, but the industry really, really paints it as, you know, like it's do or die, die for your dreams. Basically. It's really like, it's like you give everything or you give nothing, you know? And when you have another job, you know, when you have something else, you know, and if you have any other concern at all, it's you don't care enough, you're not willing to give your life for us, you know, and it's bullshit. So I absolutely love that you were talking about self-care, really. And self-care, you know, as I've mentioned on this podcast, is not about bath bombs. You know, it can be bath bombs. It can definitely. I fucking love Lush. Shout out to y'all. But
sponsor.
Please. Absolutely.
Sponsor this episode in particular.
Love you. Let's talk about self-care and what it actually really means to you.
Self-care is something that I'm continually working on. Because I think that what I'm realizing, and this is kind of something that's actually I've had to come to terms with after our last conversation, so I'm going to have to kind of figure things out as I'm talking.
That's literally how I do everything. I do it through speaking and writing.
Well, I've had to kind of figure out that what makes you feel good does not always make you happy. Whether it be, you know, like going out to a party and having a bunch of drinks, that might make you feel good, but it might not overall make you happy. And I've actually found out that a lot of things that do not physically make me feel good make me really happy, like exercise and, you know, kind of pushing yourself, that even if you're a little tired and like you just want to go back to sleep, I've found that sometimes self-care can be pushing yourself to go and get something done today that's really satisfying. Like this last weekend has been just a crazy whirlwind for me. Like Friday morning, I went to, we were on a radio show on Friday. So I had to go all the way down to Long Beach, record a radio session, and then, you know, make it back to LA for a friend's party, which, you know, was self-care because I'm such a social person that I just like being around that. And I was already tired from the radio thing and the driving, but I wanted to go to that party, even though the next morning I was driving all the way up to Northern California to the Sequoias for a film shoot. And that was such a big moment of just artistic fulfillment because I was making art and everything was turning out exactly how I wanted. And it was also just kind of emotionally fulfilling as someone that enjoys nature and really feels a strong spiritual connection to it. It was worth getting up early the day after a party when I was tired and exhausted and just getting in a car and doing, you know, a 4-hour drive up to go and make art. You know, it did not feel good physically to go and do that, but I feel so much better coming out of it. And self-care is really just like figuring out what's going to make you happy. And I'm still figuring out the difference between what makes you feel good and what makes you actually happy. And, you know, a lot of the times it's the same thing. Like, I don't know, eating nice food makes me feel good and also genuinely makes me happy. But it can be small things. It can be big things. You just kind of have to figure out what actually puts you in a better place than you were just in, and what the best thing you need to do is. Sometimes self-care is doing the hard thing and the thing that you're dreading, and just doing it and getting that feeling of fulfillment and pride and, you know, accomplishment, I guess.
It's so interesting that, I mean, I know every fucking single thing you're saying is true right now. So, I'm sorry. This podcast is very R, or PG-13 at least.
Mom, if you are listening, I'm sorry. I have never said a swear word in my life. Never. She's probably going to listen.
It's my name wrong is extremely, I allow a lot of cursing because I myself am a cursor. It's just who I am.
It's hard to not.
I don't know. I have a very large vocabulary. I have a prolific vocabulary.
And you know what's kind of interesting is that I noticed that a lot of the things that I do and things that I picked up from music, I think it actually has to do with the fact that I'm a woman in music. And you express yourself in a different way because people will always try to put you in boxes. And I know that this is a huge tangent.
But, warning labels.
Yeah, but like, I feel like profanity for a while is kind of a way to assert yourself as not being super traditionally femme in a music scene where you're immediately put in a very femme box, and they go like, even if it doesn't feel like you, like, I remember as a teenager, I would be playing shows and people would tell me, you should learn Taylor Swift covers and, you know, all of these things. And they would go, oh, you sound like Jewel. And, you know, while Jewel's great,
Taylor amazing,
Swift, you know, has like, you know, there's things to respect about these are still compliments. But I never felt like I identified with it. I felt like they were putting me in way more of a femme box than I felt I lived in, because I grew up listening to a lot of punk bands, which at the time there was not a lot of female representation. And thankfully that's changing. A lot of women in music are coming to the front now. But as a teenager, the stuff that I was being handed, I was not being handed a lot of things with women in it. And so I felt like I had a very kind of like masculine approach to things, and getting put in these weirdly feminine boxes just was such a surprise to me. And I fought back against that in a lot of ways. You know, I fought back against that in my writing. I fought back against that in the way that I talked to people, the way I dressed, the word choices that I used. I tried to be very unfeminine for a good while. And I think I'm, you know, trying to just find the most authentic self that I can.
Right. My mother, I love her, love you, because she listens to this podcast, but she was like, it's so unladylike that you swear. And I was like, but I feel like it expresses, like when I say the word fuck, like it's so cathartic. Like, it's like, I don't feel like it. I feel like I am probably, I'm super feminine. I am, you know, I do conform to the gender, you know, that I was assigned at birth. Like, I completely, like, you look at me and it's like, oh yeah, okay, that's definitely, you know, a woman. And you would be surprised if I said I wasn't. But I feel it, I'm so interested about, like, you know, the femininity that we tried to that we have been asked to perform, yeah. you know, and that swearing is a part of that. It's unladylike. It's just not Mary Poppins, yeah. you know? And it's like, I feel like we should be able to, you know,
I feel like it's almost a good way to remind people that you're a person and not just a yeah. little lady feminine stereotype. It's just a little something to go like, huh, I didn't expect that to come out of your mouth. Maybe you're a person.
Maybe. Just maybe, right? It's like,
I could do a whole episode
about being
a woman in music.
Should.
Yeah, we could
this
do that.
Is about you.
We could start a new podcast. I like our dynamic.
Oh my God, I'm so into our dynamic right now, though. Yes, no, that's. I need to save this little clip because it is a podcast or a episode or an actual podcast. But let us start to talk about the most significant thing that you think affects musicians with mental health today, you know, in this industry. And I know that we were talking about earlier about what happiness means to you. And you were talking about what makes you feel good is not necessarily what makes you happy. So I kind of want you to expand upon that. I don't know what expound actually means. I say expound all the time, and it's actually, I feel like it's not a word. I want you to expand upon that and tell us how, my normal question at this point is, what is the biggest pain point? But I feel like it's, what is the biggest happy point from you? You know, like what would you tell musicians, and entertainers mm-hmm. and creative people in general, what is the first step to helping us distinguish what is making us feel good and what is making us feel happy? And maybe they're both.
Yeah, it can be both.
Let's
really
talk
can.
About that.
I think it's kind of hard to create a universal first step for anybody. I think for me, it's just been good to kind of scrap my approach wholly because, you know, I had this idea that, you know, if I just have the right attitude, you know, all this success will happen immediately and it'll be big. And if I didn't meet these weird expectations that I set for myself right away, I would feel like I was failing. And this time around, I don't expect anything. I mean, that was with a former band of mine, and with a new project, I just set no standards. I don't expect to get anything out of, you know, any show that I do. I can't assume, well, you know, this many people are gonna like me, you know, my Instagram following is gonna go up by this amount if I do this thing. Like, I can't set goals like that for myself anymore because they're so incredibly arbitrary that the only thing that I want to do is just be a good musician and just trust in that, keep doing work that I'm excited about, and just find good ways to show that off to the world and, you know, just appreciate every little thing that comes in. You know, every single time that someone says, oh, I like you guys, you know, and gives us some compliment or says something nice about the songwriting, you know, it's hugely validating now because I'm not going like, well, I need more of this. I used to feel like I need to have everybody saying that at me all the time. I need to be completely and fully blowing away everyone. And now I've kind of just leaned back and gone, okay, well, I'm not for everyone. And I'm just going to keep making the best things that I can, that I'm happy with, that even if nobody else likes it, I still feel like we played a good show and that I can be excited about what we're doing.
There's so much going on when it comes to social media, and I know this has been going on for a while, but a lot of us myself included, on occasion, you know, not all the time, I will say that. We really put our entire being, our entire worth as a musician and as a person into social media, you know, and I want to talk about how we can separate ourselves as artists, and really step into the art rather than step into or remain in this is the judgment. This is exactly who I am. And whatever people who say who I am, however many people like my photo, this is how many people like me. You know, it's not true, especially with algorithms. You know what I'm saying? It's just not true.
Social media is such a tricky and fickle thing because, you know, it's a business. It's not just this nice thing that's made for creators. It's designed to make money off of creators. And you have to look at, You have to take everything like that with a grain of salt. Social media, it brings so many wonderful things to the world. It's how people like to find music now. And I've actually, you know, I've found some of my favorite bands through social media, and I've been found by people through social media. And, you know, there's something really amazing about getting to connect with people that you never would have run into anywhere else. You wouldn't have ever met or known about in any way. It's great that social media does that for you, but you have to be very careful about it because it is this, you know, addictive thing that you are kind of taught to associate with your own self-worth and with your own worth as an artist, because you're told nobody will even consider booking you for this venue unless you have at least this decent following, and you know, nobody will even consider signing you unless you're above this certain number or something like that, which it's all ridiculous. And a lot of people don't care about the numbers is the truth. The label that I worked at, we made exceptions on the numbers all the time. We worked with people that didn't have social media at all when we started working with them. And I was very lucky to be able to see on the other side and go, okay, social media, as important as it is not everything. You know, it's very important for communicating with people because it's such a social and interactive way to talk to people, and you can directly talk to your fans and, you know, actually get to have a somewhat personal relationship. Even if it is on the internet, you can have a personal relationship with them. There's plenty of people that came to our shows that we've managed to stay in touch with via social media, and I now feel that they're friends of mine. And whenever I see them online, I'm happy to see them and feel like they're part of my life. But it was a really good reality check to just go and see, okay, this label is listening and the music is good and the numbers aren't actually everything, because the numbers are something that will change. They'll change regardless of whatever you're doing. If you're not doing anything, you might get lucky and the numbers will grow on their own. They might just kind of stop growing for no reason whatsoever. Your engagement might go down because of an algorithm change that you don't know how to ride the wave of. But, you know, it's very fickle, but it'll do what it's doing. And you just kind of have to focus on your own art and just showing off the things that you think are cool, because people respond best to the things that are good, you know? And if you feel like something
the most authentic,
if you feel like your art or a personal story that you're sharing is authentic and good and you want to share with people, you know, you just have to put that out there. And, you know, you might not get the engagement that you think you want from
under the thousands, right?
Yeah, you might, you know, sometimes posts will go viral or something like that, but most of the time it's very hit or miss. And a lot of the people that you've worked so hard to collect on there, you know, all these fans that you've worked hard to make, not even all of them will see it just because of the way
that
they
won't even see it. Yeah,
that they won't even see it. And that can be so discouraging, but you just have to accept that, you know, that's how it is. Just keep doing your thing and the numbers will come and aid you as much as they possibly can.
But engage as an actual person, I think. And I love how you really just put it, is that these people come to you as friends, you know, and you need to consider them, you know, no matter if you are a musician, no matter if you are a painter, a sketch artist, a writer, you know, a freelance writer, a journalist, whatever, if you are, whatever, I know I'd really direct this podcast to creative people, whatever creative venue you are going towards, I feel like we need to stop thinking about, like, I feel like the old industry really is like fans. And it's like, I never see people who follow me as that. I feel like I see you as friends, you know, because you talk to me, you engage with me, you send me DMs, you know, and it's like, I want to know you, you know, and I feel like the more that you see it less as a transactional relationship, the more that you see it as an interactional relationship, the more it's like, oh, we are working on this together. And, you know, hey, there's algorithms that may fuck things up, that will fuck things up, you know, as we've seen with Facebook and Instagram and all these things.
But you know, when you have a post that, you know, gets a lot of engagement or likes or something like that, it does not feel as good as just having someone talk to you on there, you know, whether it's a DM or a comment or something where someone's actually just having a personal conversation with you. That just feels so much better than whatever number of people like it, because, you know, liking is such a arbitrary thing. There's a million reasons that go into why you like something. So you know? For me, it's so much more about the relationships.
Right.
It's nice when people that we've met doing shows will talk to us online and just go like,
Hey, I met you.
Yeah. And last week we were at a radio show and some people that, you know, came out to our shows, like saw that on our Instagram stories that we were at Long Beach that day, and a lot of people replied to us, and it just felt good to talk to people, you know, to feel like there's a little bit of a friendship there, because I don't know,
there is I mean it's on our side, right? We're like, hey, I actually feel like I'm friends with y'all.
A good fan relationship should feel like a friendship, you know. It really should. And I'm someone that subscribes to the belief that friendships don't always have to be these close, extremely personal things. I've got a lot of people in my life in different capacities. I've got people that I see once every 2 years and feel extremely, extremely close to.
Yeah.
But it's great to be able to do that through social media. And I think you really should be taking the approach of just, you know, caring about the people that you meet through it and recognizing that they are real. They're not just this number. They're not just this handle on the screen. They're an actual whole person that likes your music and, you know, probably has something in common with you.
I want to talk with you about two more things. Actually, just one more thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Right. We're at the end. I know. I really want to discuss with you what are the things that, first of all, I'm actually really provoked in this direction, because it's, you really kind of sparked something in me about what makes you happy is not what sometimes what makes you feel good. And I've always worked on that. I've always been, you know, declarative of that on this podcast, is that, you know, you go for what makes you uncomfortable. Do the uncomfortable thing. Do what you're dreading. Literally, that used to be like a background on my phone. Like, do exactly what you dread, because pretty much what you dread, even if it's chores, you know, it is something that is bugging you inside. And when you have the wherewithal, and when you say I'm going to do XYZ thing, and when you actually do it, I said this on the last, there is a magic in that. And you know, I want to really kind of reiterate that with what you were talking about, which is with what you were talking about even with me last week, which y'all weren't, it was a private conversation, so y'all weren't privy, but she was talking about really making the move, you know, to do what made her tick, you know, do what made her like the thing that really, it was like, I want to do this, not for anyone else. I want to, not because I want to please anyone. That's been such a theme for my life, is that I do a lot of things that,
musicians are often people pleasers.
People pleasers, right? We're entertainers. We like to please a crowd, but in our personal lives, it is hard to separate that. And, I've done a lot of things and I've said a lot of things that weren't really me because I wanted to keep the peace. And this past several weeks have been full of internal change for me in that way, because I have said I am not going to keep the peace for someone else and thus declare war on myself.
Hell yeah.
I made that up like a couple weeks ago, but it's been so important to me, and I really just want to know how you've been. Tell us how you're going to create beautiful things in 2019,
okay.
And in 2020, how you're going to continue this work that you've started, and how you are going to continue this in this spirit, because I feel like the spirit is so important, and just living in this acceptance of your creativity and your position and your just willingness to be a vessel, you know, of that creativity. You know, I really want to hear about that.
Yeah. I mean, when I left my job, it wasn't just to make this transition into having a career in music, having a career in doing photography, directing, things like that. It was kind of just setting up an experiment for myself to be happy. That was the most important thing to me, because I just was not happy every single day. I was not happy. And, you know, there are, of course, you know, wonderful moments in every day of your life, but overall, I just wasn't happy, and I was not. The things that I was doing every single day were not the things that I most enjoyed doing. I don't like sitting in an office where it's dark. I like being outside. I like, you know, I keep describing what I'm doing as just going outside and sitting in the sun, which I don't.
It might be.
Yeah, I don't literally do a lot of that, but I am outdoors a lot more than I used to be. And I feel a lot more fulfilled being in different places every day, and just, for me, I'm someone that, while, you know, I like a certain level of routine, I like something to be different every day. I constantly try to be doing different things. And it was really important for me to just kind of accept that and make my full-time job just kind of being happy and being a person that was just doing things that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And, you know, just trusting that if I just keep on this path of trying to become a better artist, and, you know, sharing that, of course, because that's how you make it sustainable, is by sharing it with people. And I've just adopted this mindset of just make art for everything. Any single thing that interests me, that is something that I want to do, I just need to go for it. And I need to go out and do it. You know, like I went to the Redwoods because I was trying to, I was talking with Sonia Moral about what she wanted for this video. And we were talking about how we wanted her to feel small. And we were discussing all these complicated ideas of how to do that. And I went, we can just go to the Redwoods where there's a forest of giant trees. We can just go there. That's something that you can just do. And, you know, there's, you might tell yourself, well, that's, you know, a big deal, and you know, to bring all your equipment up there and to do the shoot where the factors might not work in your favor. And I think for me, I've just tried to adopt this idea of giving everything an honest shot, even if it seems a little ambitious. You know, you have to be a little realistic, but you should take your ambition and your, you know, kind of ideas that you have to push and stretch for, and just go for it. And if it doesn't turn out the way that you want, just keep trying. you know,
you did it though. You did the actual idea and you just have to adjust. Yeah. If that diet didn't, you just have to adjust because you actually did the idea, you know, and that's the biggest issue for me personally is that it's like, I don't do the idea. Just actually try the motherfucking idea and then you will, and then you'll see what needs to be changed. I'm like, I know something will need to be changed, but I don't know what that is. And I'm like, okay, you can't know what that is until you do the idea.
Yeah. Right? You have to fully dive in because otherwise you're going to be kind of paralyzed by, well, I don't know if this idea is realistic. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? And you know, you kind of debate and a lot of the times you often settle for something that you think you can achieve. And you know, sometimes it's great and it lines up where the thing that is easily achievable is exactly what you want. But sometimes you have to just reach for the bigger thing. And I've got this expression that is kind of, I mean, I'm not really a mantra person, but I find that a lot of the times I tell myself, you know, you've got to do something, even if slowly, even if badly, you've got to do the thing that you want to do. And it's been an amazing philosophy for me because I realize like life is long. You have like a lot of chances to make mistakes and to make better art. You know, I've made plenty of bad art. It happens. It's fine because you're allowed to. You're allowed to make bad art and learn from it and be a little bit better next time. And, you know, my lighting skills have gone up as a photographer. You know, my gear has upgraded over the years. My ability as a director has gone up. Now I actually know how to talk to people and tell them what I want them to do and, you know, actualize what I want things to look like. And that's something that, you know, has come out of just practice and a lot of falling flat and just, you know, doing things badly and, you know, at my own pace, because for the longest time, I just didn't feel like I could make art. And it took me a lot to just get to the point where I feel, okay, I'm ready to just go. Like, I can just try this and fully execute my idea. And if I can't fully execute it, well, at least I learned some skills and I'm getting closer to being able to fully communicate the ideas that I have. And that applies as a visual artist, that applies as a songwriter. It's so important to just practice your craft and, you know, just fully lean into what you want to do and try not to let the fears get to you too much.
I know. Oh my God. Isn't she everything that the Mind Made Wrong podcast is? Like, she's just everything, because like, she was like, allow yourself to make mistakes. You are allowed to make art. You are allowed to make mistakes and you are allowed to be terrible, right?
You
know,
you're allowed
to be terrible. You're allowed to be fucking fantastic, but you don't ever have to. The only one requirement is that you have to try, that you have to just do it. Just write a word, write a second word, write a third word, paint a fourth stroke, you know, like I am just, what is going on in this day? as I just stole from Melissa Edwards, love you.
This advice is specifically aimed at artists, but just, you know, doing things that make myself happy is all I want to do, you know. And I feel like that's pretty basic advice.
It can't be said enough.
Yeah, it's just
I've ignored that advice so many times, and I want to tell y'all, because I've ignored that exact advice, and it is so true that it just feels like, oh yeah, I'm doing the best that I can, but then you really are, you need to actually take a look at yourself and you need to be like, am I trying to please other people or am I trying to please me? Am I trying to live towards the truest version of myself? And you need to ask yourself whether you're in a bad relationship or any relationship or whether you're in a bad relationship with yourself, right? Or in a bad job or, anything that is outside of you, you need to ask, am I being the person that I dreamed I know I can be? If the answer is anything, if you are hesitating with a yes, then the answer is no. And then you need to figure out, you need to listen to her one more time and say, am I doing what is making me happy? All right.
And it's a long process. I'm still working on it. I do a lot.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I do a lot of unnecessary things that don't make me happy. And it's just a process. And everyone needs to take it at their own pace. And you'll get there as long as you've set the goal.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Please remind us, Miss Adriana Ines, where we can find you on social media, on the internet.
Well, my band is Girl Hazel Band.
Girl Hazel.
Yeah, we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are on Facebook. And we will have an email list soon. We've got a website in the works. And if you are a fan of photography and videography and things like that, I also have my own personal, which is Bugs Need Hugs. It's a cutie name. It's memorable. Bugs do need hugs. It's an issue I'm campaigning over. And you can follow me there. And
Bugs do need hugs.
I'm excited to meet you all.
Follow her at Girl Hazel Band, at Bugs Need Hugs. Just everywhere. Just don't be a slacker. I love y'all, but you for your own benefit, she takes flawless photos. If you want to be anywhere near some fucking flawless photos, she's got them. Like every time I'm on Instagram, I just pull it up and I'm like, what? Okay, what? Like, I'm just like, it's bad.
Like, thank you.
Oh my god, that's so good. But anyway, thank you so much. My beautiful creators. Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you.
This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you so much for listening. Please, if you are anywhere behooved, I don't know the past tense of
behooved?
You behooved. Exactly. Behooved. To leave me a review. Leave me a rating on either Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, or wherever there is a place for you to leave a review, wherever you listen, if there's a place for you to review, please leave us a review. Please tell us the value that we give to you. Please follow me on Spotify, Steel Maggie. Please subscribe. Mind Made Wrong podcast hosted by Steel Maggie. We are on YouTube. So, Steel Maggie, if you are watching this video, you are on my channel right now. Hi, I'm so happy to have you.
If you aren't watching on YouTube, do it.
You're the problem.
I'm not going to lie. We look pretty cute right now.
So good. Love y'all. And anyone who's watching, I'm so happy. Please leave a comment telling us what the best thing you got. I mean, I know there's a lot of things that you got from Miss Adriana, but the best top thing. And also just tell us that. And then also tell us, don't lie, but tell us that you followed her and subscribed to her. Okay. I love you so much, my beautiful creators. I will see you next week for another amazing Mind Made Wrong. It's going to be, don't know what episode, but I love you so much. But until then, let's go create beautiful things. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.